And daf kuf lamed vov amed aleph. This is a hemshech of a memre we had heard on daf kuf lamed hey amed beis, that Rabbi Loi holds, this is a lishna achine, that Rabbi Loi holds whenever it says a loshin yochid, so the Loshon Yochid is telling us two things. It has to be Miyuchid Loch, and that is Memayet Shutfis Akum and Shutfis Yisrael. So then, Rove started telling us that not in all cases do we say this, that even though theoretically a Loshon Lecha would be Memayet or Shutfis, Afilo Shutfis Yisrael, but there are ribuyim that tell us that Tafke Shutfus Akum and not Shutfus Yisrael, or Al Kaponim, there are ribuyim that tell us that Shutfus Yisrael is Chay. Maisa, so on the top line, and Afkuf Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, Afal Gav Dov Siv Maisa De Goncha, De Loch En De Shutfus Loi, it would seem that the whole chiyuv meiser is if it's the goncha, if the karka belongs to you, but shutfus Yisrael should be potter. Kosav achmona meisroi seichem. It says meisroi seichem, your meiser, so by stois, it's a loshen rabim, and it belongs to shutfim. Ela meiser de goncha lemai osi. So what does it say, de goncha? The goncha's mashman is meyuchid loch, which is Mamay Tefillah Shutvis Yisrael, is Lamutei Shutvis Toivet Kecho. It's coming to Mamay Shutvis Toivet Kecho. Zot the Gemara weiter. Matoneis von Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keide, Avol Gav De Kosav Rachmona V'Nosa, even though it says V'Nosa, Nikola Meima Yalef Nesina Nesina Mereshes Hageis. We should learn out Nesina Mesina Mereshes Hageis. Ma lo holon de Shutfis Loi. Afkan de Shutfis Loi. Reshes Hageis, Rabbi Loi Yisicha holds that is part of an Shutfis Yisrael. So Lechoire Matonis should also be part of an Shutfis. Kosav Rachmon Shitvas Yisrael, Kosav Rachmon Me'ez Zoivchei HaZevach. And it's speaking about your shechting of Behemet, it says, Aloshin Rabim Zoivchei HaZevach. So there we learn out that Shitvas Yisrael is Chay. Alataime de Kosav Rachmon Me'ez Zoivchei HaZevach. So the Gemara asks, you need a special ribuim by matonis to be mar b'shutfus Yisrael. Holav hochi hava mine leilech mireishes hageis. So you need, Aesis, the negzeire shove would tell me shutfus Yisrael is pota. Zevre Zevach is telling us that, no, as adarabe, neilech mitrume, we learned yesterday that according to Rabbi Loi, even though it says the goncha by trume, but we learn out from trume seichem, trumaschem, we learn that shutfus Yisrael is chayv. For like the Gemara, so why do you need a ribui of zoivchei hazevach to tell me by matonis that shutfus Yisrael is chayv? Let's learn out from trume. Trume, we have a ribi trumay seichem or trumaschem that tells us that shutfus Yisrael is chayiv. So if I have a suffix to learn out nesine reishis de gon chatite levreishis gei sein chatite, and I don't know to learn out from trume or from reishis hageis, so we have a klal alachumre makshina. So we'll learn out from trume that shutfus Yisrael is Chayev. So the Gemara says, Eino Chanam. You're right. Matonis Shutras Yisrael is Chayiv, because we learn out from Tumah. So then we have a problem. Ela me'eis zayvchei hazevach lomali. So what is zayvchei hazevach coming to tell us? L'chidarole damarava hadin im ha-tabach. That the koyin months from the tabach, and zayvchei is aloshin da'alme, that you don't mourn from the Baal HaZevach, the Matonis, you mourn from the Zeifchei HaZevach. What does he Rashi? Matonis, Hazroya, Balachayayim, Vakeva. Zeifchei, Shnayim, Mashmen. Zemo says, Adarab, Neilev, Nesine, Mitrume, Voloi, Teboi, Kro, Lakula, Vachumre, Lachumre, Makshine. Zemo says, Einach, Anami, take a learn out from Trume, Adini matabach bepirkin delel bezoifchei uchei dekrohu. Now, yesterday we had asked the Ha'ore. He had learned Tosfos on Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis that Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi says if you know that a goy is potter, so automatically you'll know that Shutfos Akum is also potter. And Rashi says, Areshis Ageis, if I know that a goy is potter from Tzaincha v'loy shalakum, automatically I'll know that Shutfos Akum will also be potter. And Taisvah says one thing is not mechiach on the other. Could be a goy is potter, but Shutfos Akum could be. And this Shutfos Akum means there's a bailus that the yeet has, there's a bailus that the goy has. So it could be that the mitzad, the bailus of the eat, he'll be mechuyev, and how much he owns, there'll be a chiyev. That's what Taisu says. From that, whether Akum is potter by Reishis Ageis, you do not know that Shutfos Akum is potter. That's we had a Taisvus yesterday. I was Moira then on Taisvus. We had by, and of Kuf Lamed Beis, we had a Tosfos that said that if you have a seh that the Shutfos Koyen or Shutfos Akum, it's potter. And Tosfos over there asks Akasha, why is it potter? L'chayrish, amitzad the chelik that the Israel possesses, so it should be chayiv. That was Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says, "Betzorch." Tosfos Dibamasal Betzorch says, "Lemechayev kol seyush sheboy." You need that the whole seh should be a mechayev, and since the whole seh is not mechuyev because the bailus koyin or the bailus akum is not mechayev, so therefore you potter from matonis. So yesterday I asked, so how does that Tosfos stim with Taisvah Tavkuf Lamed Hamed Beis? Our Taisvah says that even though a goy is potter, but Shutfos Akum could be Yischayev, it's the Chelik Yisrael. And their Taisvah says you need that Kol Seyus should be Mechuyev. It could be, I mean, we just learned a Gemara now. The Gemara tells us there's a Zereshov and Nesina Nesina Matonis from Tumen. That we have, so according to this Gemara, that there's a Gzeirah Shoveh, so, for example, according to the first Loshon of the Gemara, that everyone holds by Trume Shutfos Akum is Potter, the Gon Chasami, the Shutfos Akum is Potter, so could be, we learn out in the scene, that Shutfos Akum is Potter. We have a lima than Shutfos Akum. Taisus just says, if you don't have a lima, I just know that an Akum is Potter, so could be Shutfos Akum will be high. That's all what Taisus says. But could be, from this Gemara now, we see there's taka a lima, we learn out in the scene from Trumit, so could be that is pshat, in Yenet Taisus. Now, between you and me, I don't know how emes this is, because Tosfos says lemechayev kol seyus sheboy. Need the whole seyus should be mechuyev. Main Tosfos should have said is a gzeira shove. You learn out from truma and truma should tusakam as pot. They also should tusak. Tosfos says epsalom this the whole seyus to be a mechayev. Based on it, malka ponem could be it's efshekorev lemes. Bikurim. Now the Gemara says, what's with Bikurim? Avar gav d'chsiv arzecha. It should be, shetobi mi arzecha. Didoch en d'shut v'sloi. Kos v'chmona bikurei keil asher ba'arzom. Arzom, so arzom is a loshen rabim, and the zachiv Bikurim. El arzecha lomoli. So why does it say arzecha? Limute chutzalorets. Arzach is coming to be mamayet chutzalorets. That chutzalorets is part of from Bikurim. Let us see Rashi. Arzach asher tovi me arzach. Arzach mashme miyute your eretz. Arzom le mashme miyute kulehai. Arzom doesn't mean mashme biyut. Le mamayte chutzalorets minei. The mashme kol mokem sheyesh lohem eretz. From arzom will not be memayit chutz loretz. Aval arzacho mashme amiyuchedes loch v'loy loivdei kachom. The land that is meyuchet to you and not to goyim, that's eretz Yisrael. I just would like to mention one ha'ore. The goyim, in the beginning of Ketzel Mevorchim, says that the translation of Oretz is three translations of Oretz. Oretz can mean the Kadosh Oretz. The Reish is Bor Elokim Eisa Shemayim Be'Eisa Oretz. That's the Kadosh Oretz. There's Oretz can mean a country. Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael. That's a country. And Stam Oretz means Eretz Yisrael. That's Eretz Hashlabi Miskeinus Teicha Bolechem. Stam Eretz means Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz means a land, a country. He explains that's different than Adoma. Adoma means earth. Eretz means it, either the Kadar HaOretz or a certain land. Nagavuch, he says that is Pshat, we say HaMoitzi Lechem Min HaOretz. That the shoyrish of lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. That's why he says Eretz Asher loy b'miskeinus teichel bo lechem. So he says even it grows in chutz loretz, but yoynik the ruchni is from Eretz Yisrael. That pshat we know pshat al kaponim in the brocha moitzi lechem min haoretz. So now we're talking about arzom. Rashi says arzom does not. Would not necessarily be memayit chutz loretz. Arzom lemashma miyute kulai lememayit chutz loretz mimei. The mashma kol mokim sheyesh lahem oretz. So I think, I mean, arzom means a land. So it means if they were kibush a land that doesn't have, let's say, if you hold kibush yochid loish mei kibush, so memele that's okay. So it's arzom. Lamaisa de Kaivish the land, it's Arzom. Nilbichaiv, it's not Arzacho, it's not Miyuchet for you, it's Arzom. So, I think that would be the Hava meaning. But the Hava meaning, Chutz Loretz would mean, if they were Kaivish a land, they're Chutz Loretz, so it's also Chayiv Bibikurim. Zipta Gemara weiter, Tzitzis. Avar gav d'chsiv rachmone ksuscho didoch. Now it says ksuscho didoch en d'shut v'sloi kosob rachmone al kanfei v'gdeyem l'dei roiso. So it says b'gdeyem aloshen rabim. So we learn that a beged shel shut v'z is chay. Ve'elo ksuscho lomoli. Why do you need ksuscha? If lemaise beged shel shutvim is also beged shel shutvim is also chayiv. don't need miyuchid loch. Lech Rav Yehuda, damer Rav Yehuda, tale shu'ula p'tura min atzitzis, kol shloishim yoyim. Tale shu'ula is potter. You have to have a bailas. You don't need miyuchid loch. A bailas shel shutvim is also a bailas. But al kaponim, you have to be a bailam, but if you're a shoyul, you're potter. After shloishim yoyim, it's nirei kishaloi. So therefore, you're chayiv b'tzitzis midarabona. I like to mention two ha'ores on this Gemara. He says, the Gemara asks Akasha, according to Rabbi Loi, the Rabbi Loi darshans, whenever it says cho means miyuchelo, so we should be memayit shutfes Yisrael, according to Rabbi Loi. So when it says bigdeya, right? So bigdeya, we see safilu shutfes Yisrael is also chayim. Now, b'emesin, there are two halachas by tzitzis. There's a din al arba kanfais ksuscha. Now, the beged is the machayev. That means, if it's your beged, you mechuyev to put on tzitzis on your beged. So the shayla is a beged shel shutvim, you machayev, mechuyev, it's na'ini b'yuchid loch. Well, it says here, Yamakli, it says Big Day. The beginning of the pasuk says Gedilim Tasalacha. That's a second aloche. And that's aloche in the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis, the tzitzis has to be yours. So in every talis, there are two inyonim. There's the machayev. The machayev is the beged. You need the Yimachuyev, if it's your beged, it'd be a havamin, if it's a beged shel shutvim, you should be potter, because it's not ksusha. Mo says no, it says bigdeyim. So a beged shel shutvim is also a machay. But there's another pasuk that the Gemara Bechlal doesn't speak about the tzitzis. This is another din. The tzitzis, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, the tzitzis have to be shelcho. And if it's not shelcho, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. There's a meyerdike kasha, agav urche, there's a meyerdike kasha, either Magen Avraham has the kasha, or Rabbi Kiveg is mamtik on the kasha. There's a meyerdike kasha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that nichalei linish lemevid mitzvah b'mamayne. So if you see a talis that's folded up, you're allowed to put on the talis, wear the talis. It's, as long as you fold it back, it's nichlein yishmevet mitzvah b'mamayin. In Hilchis Talad Minim, I'll see it's a Yontav Rishon, I'll see Talad Minim. There, you can't say nichlein yishmevet mitzvah b'mamayin. Why? Because that has to be shaloi. It doesn't, the problem is not only the nechuse. You need, it has to be shaloi the first day. Lakachtem lachem b'yayim arishayim. So memele, it has to be yours. Anichusa doesn't make it shaloi. You need a hakno of the bailam. Kozman is not magnet to you, you can't be kainet. Nichele is only, there's no hakpot, he's niche, but it's not yours. So therefore, you can't be yaitse the dalad minim, nichele linish lemevet mitzvah b'mamayne when you need shaloi. A chalamayt, he can do it, but not yantav rishin and shiny. So there's a meyerdike kasha. So the kasha is, it says you're allowed to take a talis. That's the talis, they're fine. But what's with the tzitzis? The tzitzis you need, it should be shaloi. The tzitzis are not shaloi, so you're not yaitz of the mitzvah. The Magen Avraham mentions the kasha, Rabbi Kiveg goes on the teretz of them, but it's a meyerdike kasha. But there's a din you need shaloi. So l'chayre, I hear a shtikel ha'ore, the Gemara Bechlal did not go into the Shaila. We're going according to Rabbi Loi, that it says aloshen bigdeyem, that the beged could be a beged shel shutvis. But what's with the tzitzis? So between you and me, it would seem from the Gemara, if the Gemara doesn't go into it, that the beged shel shutvim, but each shutvim has to put on his own tzitzis. If I don't have a ribui, by the tzitzis, it says, Dilem tasa lecho, so lecheire, as they will, it's our beged, But whoever wants to wear it has to put in his own tzitzis l'chayre. Or else it's, or you have to be matna the tzitzis. It has to be l'cha. It's very interesting about this Indian of l'cha. I mean, by tzitzis, you need dilam tasa l'cha. That was one hora I had. A second hora, the Gemara asks, why does it say ksuscha? If l'maise afilu abeget shel shutvim is also a machaye, so why say ksuscha? So the Gemara says, abeget shol espata, abeget shol espata. So why can't you learn this now from bigdayim? Bigdayim also means, bigdayim means, it doesn't have to be miyut, but it means, bigdayim means a bailas. It's a big day, it means it doesn't have to be miyuchet to one bailam. Why do you need a ksuscha to be mamayet shol? L'chayre big day can also be mamayet shol. This is a psahora yet. And then I'll mention stamosay a psentrosanta zach. I saw in the fiki meginim. What is pshat that till 30 days, a tala shula spotter from tzitzis. After 30 days, it's chayim tzitzis. What's the magic number of 30 days? Because till 30 days, so people will say it's not his, it's shul. So mamela, so if I guess I can wear the beged without tzitzis. I can wear talas without tzitzis. If it's taki shul, then it's not nire kishaloi. So I can wear the beged till 30 days. 30 days, I'm wearing the same beged. So the looks already, looks like it's my beged already. So the 31st day you have to put on tzitzis on it because it looks like yours and you're wearing a beged, so it's marasayin, you have to put on tzitzis after the 30th day. So the fikim beginim klaus of shayla, what about a talis cotton that you wear tachas begodov if there's a din of 30 days? Could be there's no union of nirik yishaloi if you wear it underneath Begodov, so that's a Psashaila, he clears. If the din is on with her, the din is only by a talis godel. Zok the Gemara weiter. Make. What about the mitzvah of Asiyas Make? Avogav the cost of Rachmona ligagecha should make a maker ligagecha, which seems that it's biyuchad loch. Yidoch and the shutfis loy. Cost of Rachmona kiyipel hanoifel mimeno. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, kiyipel hanoifel kosha roi lipel mimeno. There's a psariboy. So that's a riboy that's marbe, even though it's not gagech. Frag the Gemara, Ela gagecha lamayosa. So what is the gagecha come? The mutibotik nisi is the bottom midrashes. That's coming to be made a base of knesses and a base of medrash. Now why is a base of knesses a base of medrash potter? So Rashi is two mahalchan. One mahalach Rashi says, Shein chelek le'echod mehen boy, sha'af livnei eber hayamu. Seems a base of knesset shall krochim. There's no miyuchadik abaylim. Everyone's, it's open for everyone. So there's no baylim on it. There's no bailam on it, so memela, that's the gagecha. Gagecha means it has to be a gag of a mokim shiyesh by bailam, basic nesses. Shel rabim is, there's no bailam, it's used by everyone. So there's no bailas. Everyone is allowed to use it. Va'oi cha'enoi beis dire. Number two, it's not a base dira. My chabrusa asked, could be it's, the kash is not too gefellig. Yeradeya, this brought down 2 days, the base hamedrash is chayib mezuzah. The first day it holds, it's potter because not a mokim dira. Because even though you learn the Mebaikar Aderev, and Lachayre, those who learn there, they eat there, they sleep there, it's called bias, they do. The first day of holds, it's potter mi mezuzah. They said, v'yesh aimrem, it's a min reish peibov, yesh aim ish beis medrash chayev b'mezuzah, so it's called a beis tira. Beis a knesses a zicha potter, a beis, I think the two brings down the Maram Rutenberg, he used to sleep in the beis medrash, and the psaruach ro used to chep him, till he put on a mezuzah, and then, no problems. Al kaponim, so, we learned, I mean, sachivas hador, so al kaponim, there's a day in Shulchan Aruch that says that beis medrash is chai b'mezuzah. Beis medrash is chai b'mezuzah, it's called chivas hador. And here Rashi says, you need a mokim dire. Kagecha means a mokim, not in bailis, it seems that kagecha means a mokim that you live in. In Weistais and in a Weist Medrash you don't live in. I mean, the Kash is not too gefelach. Rashi says two tamim, and there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, so it could be that, I mean, the second day in Shulchan Aruch that says that a Weist Medrash is chayiv, could mean it's called a Beis Tiri holds about Altsmak Alts the first time, maybe. It's no Bailim, and if here we're talking about there is a Bailim, I don't know. Maybe my Mezuzah Bechlal, you don't need a Bailim. We mentioned yesterday, in Mezuzah Chavis Ado. I'd like to say over, the Chazon Ish says, we have to, the Chazon Ish had tremendous problems with this Gemara. That means, when we learn the Pasuk, it sounds, I saw some dumb Levaisecha, keep a lot of me, man. I mean, it sounds, it's a very scary thing. It's a danger. You have a God without a Makir. And then, all of a sudden, we have over here, it's the Beis HaKnesset, it's the Beis HaMedrash, Potter. I mean, what happened with let's go, Mistama, the insurance companies, if there's no Maka on the Gag, Mistama, the rates are much higher. I mean, the Pasuk speaks about these things, like saw some Dom Leveisecho. Zukta Chazainish, Amor Yudhikazach. He says like this. He says, number one, he says, so we would perhaps say maybe a different shtick Torah. He would say maybe a Beis HaKnesses and then a Beis HaMedrash, they're not mishtamish with the Gag. So he says, so the Chazon Ish says that's 100% wrong. He brings a Raya from Mishnah. He says, a Gag that you're not mishtamish on, so it's potter from Makir. It could be a house. You don't need a, if Ilamaisa you're not mishtamish on the Gag, forget about it. So there's no chiyuv maka whatsoever. So the whole chiyuv maka is of you that you are mishtamish on the God. And that is the ptur of a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. So now it gets a little modlich, right? When mishtamish on the God, and people go up on the God, and the Beis HaMedrash gets too up, the Beis HaMedrash, they go up on the God, and they learn, and it's airy and breezy, and they couldn't talk, and they need a second minion of the Beis HaKnesses, and there's a Akshtachiv, they also go up on the God that they mishtamish on. And, Yepoto. So where's the Leisosim Damul Beisecho? So this the Chazon Ish asks. So the Chazon Ish says something very interesting. He says, Kol Gag Einoi Bechlal HaMichshailis. A Gag is not a Michshol. Shein Ezeke Motzi Kol Kach. It's the Hezek is not Motzi. She'oimit al hagag, if a person is standing on a gag, zocher betivoy lehizoyer. He says, that's a normal thing, a person is on a gag, knows where he is, and there's a normal, there's a tiviistic fear that a person will be careful. V'gamu minhagay shaloylam. He says, how, when you build a gag, no, you need a maka? There's no such thing. There's also, when you say, those who build the God, he says, if you're oila on a ilam, So you're allowed to be oil on Elon, you're allowed to climb on Elon, no, there's no market. So he says, that's pshat, that's menhogi shel oilam. That people are oil on Elon, they build gagim, and then, it's stuck, scary, but takel. That's the tev of a person. Since he knows he's on a gag, he knows he's on a Elon, he's careful. So there's no reason to make a market. Elo shebigag beis dilo chitcha toira mitzvahs maket. That's a chidisha toira. Ulahak pidal sakones hanoifel. That means it is not pshat in yisod there's a danger. In yisod there's no danger. But the toira said if you own a house, you're mechuyev to put a shmira on the gag. Even though theoretically, if you go statistically, it's not so, the danger is not that people go on gagim, they're careful. Ubazet zrichin litnai sheyodo shamodo. So in this, mechudish de kechir, that means between you and me, I would say there's no problem of leisosim domim by a gag, because people are careful when they go on the gag. And so what the tells Machadish, no, you have a house and you use the gag, for this miyut shash, that a person, even though he's normally careful, he might fall down, that's an obligation of a bal adire. So if there's a dire downstairs, you will chuyiv to make this. If there's no dire downstairs, there's no chiyiv. Then he says something else. Vehine gam bebayish shechayvo toira mako. He says, afilu a house that is a chiyev mako. Loi osro toira al ha'odom shelo yale lagag. There's no din, I'm not allowed to go on the gag. Beloi mako. El ala baylem lasis mako. There's two dinim. Just like I'm allowed to climb a tree. First aid, so I have to be careful, not reckless. I'm allowed to go on the gag. There's no iser on the oile. There's a chiyev on the baylem. And that is tnoim, has to be a bailam of a beis dira, etc. I just like to mention, I saw the Emek Broche, which says a moira to gezach, in Hilchus Make, which perhaps not everyone is nizarin. He says, kshebainim aliyos, when you build a second floor, sheyasu, so he says you should make sure Sheyasu achaloinois gavoya meritzpas abayis yutfochim. You have to make sure that the window is yutfochim from the floor of the second floor. Dimyine muchais me yutfochim, if it's less than yutfochim, nimso bisho she poischim achaloinois, Nishar oisai mokim beli make, for oivrim belave say the make. He says when the windows are open, so he says it's not a din in a gag, a second floor is not worse than a gag. Void afilu bishas achalainis gurais, he says the Rambam says that you need a mechitza chazoke that you're able to lean on. So he says, if you have strong windows, memela, but if you don't have strong windows, Mustaman, in his times, and it could be the windows weren't too strong, Amar de Kechidish, that, given a shuba, a kaponim, but it's Amar de Kezach. Yeah. Zakta Gemara Baita. So, let's see Toysvis. Ela artzach olomali lemutei chutzulos. Like Toysvis, afol gav, the mitzvah tluye ba'oretzi. Why do you need a miyu to tell me that chutzulos is part of an bikurim? Mikomo ke mitzvah remutim, vishem diskish labos lebacholov, vachat kro. Amir di keteres, because in the same posik of bikurim, it says the love of bos lebacholov. So I'd be makish, bikurim to bos lebacholov, just like Basa Bacholov is Noyig Bachol Mokim. So I think Bikurim is Noyig Bachol Mokim. That's why I need a miyut of Artsach. Omar Rav Bivi Varabai. So, Emerson, we had Eps Amurdeke Yesod, that we had that, that in Yesod tastes Rabbi Loya holds that whatever it says, it's really a miut on Shutfes Yisrael. And all these cases, Shutfes Yisrael is chayev because I have a riboy. Riboy, it says Arzachem, it says Arzom. It says ribui. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabibi Barabai, lesnu lahani kloli. It's wrong. It's 100% wrong. The Sanya we learned, Behemes HaShutvim, Chayeves B'Bukhayre, the Rabbi Loi Poitro, Rabbi Loi Patas from B'Bukhayre. My time at Rabbi Loi, Tachsiv B'Kolcho V'Tzoyncho. So we just said before, even though it says B'Kolcho, there's a Ribui B'Karchem, V'Aksiv B'Karchem V'Tzoyncham, the Kulo Yisrael. So Memele, so the Gemara says, so you're 100% wrong. We made cheshbonis and we made that the Rabbi Loi is moider in a multitude of cases that Shutfes Yisrael is chayv. He said, you're 100% wrong. I'm the old Yepota. So Trashi, lesna lahani klori da omarove, the moider Rabbi Loi becholani, da tanya de poligabu loi bebchoy, Rabbi Mabu loi bebekalchem betzainchem. Zukt de Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Chanina Misura. Lesnu lahani kloli. Desanye. Behemes ha-shutvim chayeves b'matonais. Rabbi Loi poita. Rabbi Loi is poita b'matonais. Maitayme yalef nesine nesine mireishis ha-geis. He learns out from reishis ha-geis. That matonis apota. Malolan de shutvus loy, afkan de shutvus loy. Visalke daitach betrumme machayev, if you will say that according to Rabbi Loi betrumme yer machayev, neilef nesine misine mitrumme, alish mamino betrumme nami poiter. Zakte gemore, so, what do we see from this? We have a problem. If you would say that that Shutvis by Trume is, Shutvis is all by Trume is Chayiv, so Reishis Hagei should also be Chayiv, you should learn out, Matana should also be chayiv. You should learn out from Truma. The sine and the sine. And Rabbi Loi holds that Matana is a potter. So kochoch, the Truma is also potter. Shmamina betruma nami poita. Fine. So now we just said we learn out from Trumetake, and Trum is also potter, not the way we had said till now, that Trum is chayiv, Trumaschem, Trumeseichem, that Shutfes is chayiv, but Trum is also potter. And therefore Matanus is also potter. In fact, the Gemara, Ima Trum, Ba'oretz Ein, Bechutzel Oretz Loi, we learn out from Trum, so we should learn out that Matanus should only be chayiv in Eretz Yisrael, domi de trume. Af matonis ba'oretz ein b'chutz l'oretz loy. Omar Rabbi Yosi, we hear the Mishnah in Reish Reishis Hageis that matonis ha'chayiv ein b'oretz ein b'chutz l'oretz. But now, according to Rabbi Loi, you learn out from trume. So the Gemara says in, v'asanye v'nichuse, Rabbi Loi Eima Matonis Einoigim Ela Ba'oretz. That Rabbi Loi holds that Matonis are only Noig Ba'oretz. And where does he get it from? Because Yitaka learns out from Trume. The scene in the scene, the Trume. V'chein Hoya Rabbi Loi Eima Reishus Hageiz Einoig Ela Ba'oretz. My time, the Rabbi Loi, Amarov Yalef Nesine Nesine Mitrume. Atrume ba'oretz ein b'chutz l'oretz loy. הפרשס הגייס באורץ אין, בחוצו לאורץ לא. ודסי רשי, ואומר רב חנינה, מסור הלסנה לה נקלולי דרובה, פרסניה דפולי גבילוי במתונס, מדפוטה במתונס, על כוח פוטה נמי בתרומה, על כוח היא הסתפרתה בתרומה, דיסר כדאי צריך בתרומה מחייב, איך פוטה במתונס, הקליפת מתונס, נופינו, חיוב מתרומה, היו בגום הגזי רשוב נסינה נסינה, מסתברה דוהג מרוד, לחומר ישמעו למידון, so kochoch trume is also potter elosh mamino betrume nami potter the daik de goncho vohoda that the goncho mean shutvis is all this potter vohoda yalev matonis aimi trume aimi reishis hageis benesine nesine. There's different gilsois. So let us just see perhaps the gils of the Shita Mekabetzes, the base. He brings a Rashi Exigus Yad. He ma trume b'chutz la'oretz loy, afreishes ageis b'chutz la'oretz loy. Kiven da amret yisaltech metrume nami chaye, leilat mesinim mesinim metrume. So weißt du, ich lehne, mach all doch alleine, da muss ich alle mit Trumme, le schalig tun, ja, ob mir reich ist, er geht. So, let's learn out from Trumme. So now let's go back to Rashi. Mama Trumme, bechutz, was reif reich ist, geht, bechutz, lo, so this is, so ich lehne am Atone, so ist der Kasch is over here. Auf reich ist, geht, bechutz, lo, so ich lehne am reich ist, er geht. Even Amut, yeah. So let's learn out. Okay, it's Tumudik, it's going on Matonis, it's going on Reishis Hageis. Shulchair also, you have the same Nesine Nesine. Sima Trume, Bechutz Lotzlai, Reishis Hageis, Bechutz Lotzlai, Bekama, the Kedushin, Kaimelon, Komitzvah, Shein, Etli, Boaz, Neges, Bein, Boaz, Bechutz Lotzlai, Yad, Mavidis, Kachom, Shichai, Visaguf, Neges, Bechal Mokim, previous kark and hegis alaboret, so it should be the same thing. So min arvil, shemokim in vaday takazay reishis hageis is pota b'chutz lotz loit rabbi loi matonis is pota b'chutz lotz osanye b'nichus takazay. So we learn that from Truman. Omalay abaye, we learn that from Truman. Ima Truman teveles Afreshis Hageis Tevelas. So just like Trume, before you mafresh the Trume, it's Tevel. It's also Bachile. Afreshis Hageis Tevelas. So it should be before you mafresh the Geis, it should be have a din Tevel, and you can't eat. You can't use the Geis. Amalei, Amakro, Bereshis, Geis, Zoincha, Titein, Loi, Ein Lacha, Boi, Elo, Mereshisai, Ve'ilach. So here, it would seem that the Pasuk is saying that the Kohen only gets his Schus from the Hafroshe. Before the Afroshi does Nebeschus. That's how it seems the Ritas Losh in the Gemara. Ein lecha boi ela mereishi sevilach after you were mafreshe. Agavuche d'achoynem bingarai, we mentioned yesterday, there's a machlekes chashi in Taisus and Baba Kamen, if there's a concept of Afroshi by Reishis Hageis. Rashi Weistois is a concept of Afroshi, Rashi Weistois Chlorosite is a concept of Afroshi by Reishis Hageis. And Taisa says there's no such thing. I said it should be Reishis Hageis. It's a Kedusha. Here's something that's garnished. I can change my mind. It's not, becomes moment coin when I give it to him. Because there's no concept of Afroshi. From this Gemara, it would seem clearly
that is a concept that it's akert, it's tevel to yemafresh it. I mean, from the Gemara by Stois, that is a concept of afroshe. So other achrayim bring a raya from a son of Chavrus today, they bring a raya to Rashi, that is such a concept of afroshe by the righteous hageis. So they bring down the Rogatchev who wants to be matchedus, he wants to say, that's according to Rabbi Loi, that learns out from Truma, you take it. If you learn out from Truma, so take it, just like by Truma there's a din afrosh, by Reishis Hageis is also a din afrosh. The Chachamim don't learn, this is Rabbi Loi's Ashtik Teire. Rabbi Loi learns out from Truma, it's not like B'chutz Loretz. This is Rabbi Loi, he learns out from Truma. The Chachamim don't learn out from Truma. So if you don't learn out from Truma, so there's no din afrosh. So the Rogatchev wants to say, That Tosfos says in Baba Kama, that there's no din afrosh, that's according to the Chachomim. According to Rabbi Loi, Enoch Anamid, the Zich is a din afrosh. Now let us see Rashi. Trume teveles, eiseres mishum tevel. Tachsiv asher yorimu. Vasidim litrei makosuv medaba beilei nesrofim. Ein loch boi elo meireishisei ve'ilach. Mishehufrash v'nas, mishehufrash, Rashi says klor, afrosh, mishehufrash v'nas isreishis hushaloi. Avol mikorei ein loi shem achel. Reishis ko yeseru, reishis lo somit vav le michta vegeis soincho. So the reishis is coming to tell us that it only gets Hashem reishis with afrosh. I'd like to mention two things. One thing, there's a Rashi, Machlikas Rashi in Tosfos, in Yevomis, Daf Peivov, what the Isser of Tevel is. Tosfos learns is an Isser of Tevel. Now Tevel Yechayv Misa B'dei Shemayim and Trumi Azor is also Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So that's coincidental, Tosfos learns. But the Isser Tevel has nothing to do with the Isser Trumi. Rashi in Daf Peivov and Yevomis says that the Isser Tevel is Mitzad HaTrumi Shaboy. It's Me'urif Trumi, so it's also. Trumi that's not Mufrish is also Filotakoy. When you mafresh it, it becomes muta takoy. But al koponim, Rashi learns the iser tevel is because of the trume shaboy. L'chayre, Rashi says the same thing also. Trume teveles, so Rashi says, oiseres mishum tevel. That's what Rashi says over here. The trume makes it tevel. Truma iseres mishum tevel. Dechsiv asher yorimu basidim litorim. That is what asas. The asher yorimu, that since it's oimed litroim, so the truma makes it tevel. That's one thing. A second thing that, Rashi says, here it says, ein loy shame acher. That means, till your mafresh, it doesn't have a shem acher. So that's l'chayre, the difference between trume and tevel. Trume, there's trume in the tevel. And that answers the whole thing. By reishis hageis, ein loy shem acher. That means it's all the same. That's what Rashi means, ein lo shem acher. I just said one more ha'ore. I mean, we had a musig of a machlokes, a matone shlei humu kimisha humu domi. So, it comes up, Bereishis Hageis, you don't say this. Because if you say Bereishis Hageis also kimisha humu domi, So then, afilo before the afrosh, it also is a shame acher. This is momen kain, and this is not momen kain. I don't know, Klof. There's a special gili from this reishis that you don't say kemisha humudami.